I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Shine, boys! Shine, boys!
I love you, Shine Boys!
Ugh, how the heck do I get inside? I've been hiding out here for over 30 minutes. Every day's the same. Bands mobbing the front, making me feel like one step outside would turn me into instant mashed potatoes. Wait a second. They probably won't see me behind this, right? Phew. Finally made it inside.
Hey, Diana.
William, Finn, Kenneth. Bet you're wondering why these dudes are in my house, right? Just my luck, and not the fun kind. Hey, I'm Diana. Hit like and subscribe buttons to see my wild ride living with a superstar boy band. Meet my bro, Dylan, a musical prodigy who mastered 4 instruments by 12.
Give it a go. I'll teach you.
We always play guitar and sing together late into the night. At 16, Dylan formed his own band called Shine Boys, playing bass and leading the squad. They blew up across the U.S. after just one hit song. As everyone was buzzing about a music festival invite, disaster struck. Oh my God, what happened to your arm?
An accident.
This is bad. That major performance at the Tennessee Music Fest is just around the corner. Dylan suddenly stared me down. What?
Right. My little sis is a killer guitarist.
Shook! Dylan was suggesting I fill in for him. Performing on a big stage sounds dope, but I never imagined me in the spotlight, playing for thousands.
Please, Diana. I'm desperate.
No way. Jesus! Just the thought of being on stage makes me all jittery. How am I supposed to play and sing? Why would I ever agree to such a crazy idea? Next day, while I was leaving school, a fancy Mercedes pulled up. A guy stepped out. It was Finn, Shine Boys' drummer, looking cool AF. Finn, what are you doing here? Is there an event or... Whoa! Okay, might look like some princess getting VIP treatment, but nah, I was freaking out. Seriously? Is all this drama necessary?
Dead serious. We gotta move fast. You know about our big gig next month, right? You should stay with us to practice. It's just for a month, no biggie. Don't stress. We've got your stuff in the back. Think of it as a vacation.
Oh my God. If only this was as chill as a spa day. They're basically kidnapping me.
Big shoes to fill, Diana. Dylan's a legend on guitar. No pressure.
Hold up. I didn't say yes about that. Plus, you guys didn't know who the real guitar pro in my house is.
At least give her a shot, Will. I believe in her. Diana's lit.
Oh, thanks, Finn. Finn's such a gentleman and a sweetie. But William's buzzkill vibe always ruins the mood. All right, deep breath, Diana. This next month's gonna be a wild ride. The first hurdle? Dealing with a ton of fangirls for the Shine Boys. Some fans who kept tabs on the band's apartment knew I was crashing there. Diana, scram! I got why they were so jealous. I mean, living with the three smoking hot famous Prince Charmings? But, dude, this privilege was low-key nauseating. Beneath their glossy exteriors, they were filthy slackers. Socks, clothes, even undies just piling up and stinking up the bathroom. Floors littered with banana peels, plastic bottles, and pizza boxes. Ugh, how do they live like this? I started suspecting Dylan gathered this band because they all matched each other's level of messiness. Second hurdle, keeping my sanity. Once, I accidentally busted into the bathroom when Finn was in. Holy guacamole, those abs weren't playing. I slammed the door shut, turned tail, and... Oh no! Wait up, the thing breaking my fall is... softer than the floor. That's William! Up close, he looked even better. Check out those firm arms around me. Whoa, his physique is as lit as Finn's. Guess it wasn't just Finn I was crushing on. It's all muscly dudes for me. But William, not Shakespeare, wasn't about letting dreamy scenes last.
Where do you keep your eyes? On your butt?
Oh, where do you hide your sweet words? A safe somewhere? Can you be, like, a tad nicer when talking?
No need.
Good thing the tantalizing aroma from the kitchen saved him, or he'd be toast. It was a delish spaghetti from Chef Kenneth. Just a shame his culinary talent isn't inversely proportional to his humor.
Guess what we call fake spaghetti? Impasta!
This spaghetti's yummy, right guys? To be fair, beyond a few minor quirks, they're total heartthrobs. Who'd be your bias in Shine Boys? Drop it in the comments. One day, when coming to the practice room earlier to set up instruments, I overheard something chilling.
What are you implying? The stage collapsed right where Dylan stood. Quite the coincidence. The cops ruled it an accident. Look, Will, I get it. You paved the way for Shine Boys. But Dylan became the frontman. All eyes on him. You've thought about it. Stop spouting nonsense. You're also watching Dylan's solo contracts, right? Framing things as accidents is smart.
One more crack from you, and you might end up drumming with one hand.
Dylan's broken arm wasn't an accident. Someone's sabotaging him, and it's William? No way! I gotta get justice for him. But trouble kept coming. The barista looked familiar. Where have I seen her? Name tag says Alice. An old friend, maybe? Whatever. I continue scrolling through TikTok while waiting. Suddenly, William appears as I step out. What the hell? I didn't even sip it. Are you seriously this pissed at me?
Listen, I...
Save it. Just leave me alone.
It's not as simple as you think. You need to be careful.
I stomped off, ignoring whatever William had to say. The next few days, even if my practice went smoother, the vibe at home got tense. Apart from band practice, I avoided William at all costs. Seems like he noticed, but instead of confronting or explaining, he just kept silent. The most terrifying thing happened the day before the performance. Someone's tailing me. The footsteps kept getting closer. Ouch! It's the waitress from the cafe yesterday. Alice! You don't deserve to stand with my angels. So shameless. That coffee the other day? Lucky you. But today, you're done.
Cut this crap out, or you'll be banned from all Shine Boys shows.
Shine Boys? That voice. William? The man turns away and walks off. It was too dark to see his face, but that voice was unmistakably like William's. The guy who sabotaged my brother out of jealousy, but always looked out for me. What's his game?
Finn and Kenneth were really worried about you. They called to check if you got home.
Indeed, but it was only William who was there when I needed him most. Hey Dylan, do you think William caused your accident?
What? No way. William would never do that. Why would you even think that?
Did you notice anything off with any of the three boys that day?
But...
Just answer me.
All I remember is Finn was super off that day. We usually film vlogs during rehearsals, but he was super pissed. Even yelled at the crew to stop filming. He's never been like that before.
Bingo! I begged Dylan for that video and stayed up all night watching. 5 in the morning. Seriously, nothing again? Wait, I got it. Here it is. As Shine Boys moved to the waiting room for their performance, the still running camera caught someone messing with the stage rigging right above where Dylan stood. That's him, Finn. He's been fooling everyone with his fake polite facade. Even made me doubt William. Such a jerk! The final performance day arrived. I wore my dazzling outfit, ready to stride along Shine Boys. Never thought I'd ever feel like a real superstar. The moment I've prepared for a month is about to come. But for some reason, I felt down.
William, go away!
Suddenly, a fan shouted out loud. Reporters rushed in.
Is Dylan's accident connected to you?
We were all shell-shocked. No, I can't let this be. I know what you did. Here's your last chance. Explain yourself in front of everyone and stop framing William.
What are you on about? What did I do? Our performance is about to start. Quit your babbling.
Babbling? Nice. He's showing his true colors. I'll make him pay. The performance, a result of a month of hard work, was a smashing success. The joy of being cheered on by fans was indescribable. It's time to do what I have to do. Finn, I gave you one last chance. You blew it. The big screen starts playing the video I told you about. Just moments after the performance started, the stage rigging collapsed right where Dylan stood, injuring his arm.
I trusted you, Finn. You did this to Dylan just because of some nonsense contracts? What do you know? Dylan and you? Always about yourselves. It wasn't me who caused it this way. Move!
I'm sorry for doubting you, William. I should have known better. I'll do anything to make it up to you. Days later, William locked himself in. He needed time to heal. All I could do was be there for him. One day, he finally emerged, letting me in.
There is something I've been meaning to tell you. Thank you, Diana, for truly seeing me.
Finn, the hypocrite who always envied others' success, has now been kicked out of the band. And guess who? None other than the lovely Diana here will take on the official bass guitar position in the band. Fans even suggested changing the band's name.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To Shine Girl, because I truly stand out so much. Oh no, it's time for my appointment. I have to go. Let me give you a little hint. Today is the first date between William and me. He's probably waiting for me in the Merc parked outside. See you all later.
Huh? one hurt like hell.
What are you doing here?
I can't take it anymore. That summer camp is a nightmare. The thing was, my mom sent me to this girl's summer camp, but I was done with its stupid rules, so I ran from it. And Max, he was sneaking out to go to a music concert in London. The only common thing we share was that both of us didn't want to be grounded by our mom. And so I came up with an idea.
It's impossible. Mom will kill us both if she finds out.
She won't, as long as you and I keep each other's mouths shut.
Okay, deal.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn. I'm 18. This is Max, my twin brother. We're like two peas in a pod. Even our parents can't tell us apart if we swap our identities. Please like and subscribe to follow my story. Let me explain. So because of our parents' jobs, we had to move to Maryland. As supposed, Max and I would go to school together. But since I finished high school 1 year earlier than him, I'm a genius! He had to go to school alone. However, a few days before school started, my dear twin brother decided to play truant to go to London. I didn't want to stay at the summer camp, and Max didn't want to go to school. And both of us didn't want Mom to figure this out, so we decided to swap our identities. I would be Max to go to school during the time he was at the concert.
Genius, huh?
Just like that, I wore this wig and put on this outfit and went to school under Max's name. Take a deep breath, Jocelyn. Act like a guy. You can do it.
Move over!
Really? Right on my first day? Before I could see his face or say thanks to him, I slipped.
Yo, what's that, man? This is not a place for romance.
This is even more embarrassing than the fall itself. The guy also noticed this.
Oh God, are you hurt?
Eyes on the road, kid.
How obnoxious he was. I'd better stay away from him. However, there's a saying, out of the frying pan, into the fire, my dear audience. After class, I was dragging my luggage to the dorm room when...
Jeez, why are you screaming like a girl, bro?
Oh, sorry, bro. Hi. Hey, I'm Max.
Caleb.
This horrible, rotten, cocky lad. I previously wanted to thank him about the stairway case, but his face looks so irritating now. I decided to ignore him and just focus on my own business. A week later, I had completely adjusted to the school while still keeping my true identity from everyone. Well, partly because I'm a genius at disguising, and partly thanks to Caleb.
Hi, Talia. You good?
Hi.
She said hi to me. Did you see that? Talia said hi to me, kid.
Ugh, he's an idiot. Being roommates with that idiot, I'll never have to worry about being exposed. That day, when I finished class and was on the way back to the dorm, I saw this girl being teased by another student.
Hey, what's wrong? Come on. I just want to talk with you.
Gosh, I hate jerks. And now I'm looking at one.
You're smoking hot. Let's hang out tonight. I swear I'll be nice.
Huh? Can't you see that she's being uncomfortable?
I stood in front of his face and it bugged him.
You want to eat some dirt, didn't you?
You're being rude to that lady. You better apologize to her now.
You little rat.
Josh walked toward me, puffing like a crazy animal.
I'll give you some dirt to eat.
Oh my God, I thought my jaws were falling off after this. Oh, the one who stopped his fist was...
Get out of my sight before I demolish you.
The big guy got scared and quickly turned back to his seat.
Did he scare you?
Thanks for standing out for me, handsome guy. Thought that girl would sense something wrong about my identity. I immediately ran away from them and rushed to my room. Gosh, I hope she didn't doubt me. The next morning, I prepared to go to school as usual. However, I also noticed the way Caleb looked at me was kind of weird. Why did I feel like he loathed me on sight? When I came to the classroom, people also looked at me in a really weird way. Hey, handsome. You're so hot. Want a date? Everybody looked at me, whispering, and there were flashlights resounded. The feeling of being stared at by tons of people made me nauseous.
Did they know that I'm a girl disguised as a boy already?
Huh?
I felt excruciating pain, and then everything went black. When I was able to open my eyes, I found myself in the school infirmary room, and Caleb was sitting in the chair next to the bed.
What happened?
Caleb looked at me. He seemed furious. Gosh, were his eyes hurt or something? He gave me his phone. There was a school article titled, "Who is that mysterious guy?" And it was about me standing out for the girl the day before. The problem was, it had reached 50,000 views and thousands of comments.
Oh my God!
And so I became the most popular guy in school overnight. That explained the way people looked at me previously. When I scrolled down a bit more, I found out that Talia, the girl that I helped, was the writer. At the end of the article, she wrote she would be very happy if she and I could have a date. Caleb was so unhappy to read the article.
Are you and Talia a couple?
What? No, we're not. We're not a couple.
Really?
Really, she's not even my type.
Really? Weird. Okay. You guys aren't dating? Good. Then set me up with her.
What?
Realizing it was a call from my mom, I was so startled that I almost dropped my phone.
Hey, darling. I can't wait to see you and Max at the fundraiser day next week. In the name of the organizers, I don't want to be humiliated.
Yeah, I got it, Mom. Yeah, yeah. I'll put on that dress. How could I forget the fundraiser day and my mom was one of the organizers? One more problem was that how could both I and Max be present while my brother had been absent to go to the concert? And yet, not to mention, Caleb begged me to invite Talia to the fundraiser so that he could get to know his crush. And Talia wanted to invite me. Oh dear, what a great big hassle. I almost tore my hair out and it took half a day to find a way. Put it together, Jocelyn. You can do it. That's my girl. Soon came the fundraiser day. I had to put on the dress that my mom prepared and makeup to go to the park. OMG, Talia was there, and so was Caleb. I had to avoid them. After talking to my mom at the bakery and helping her with the cake thing, I was about to go change my clothes, then found out that my bag was gone. I freaked out, running around to find it, but there were like tons of people there, and I didn't know how to find my stuff among them. At that moment, I bumped into somebody. It was Josh, the guy that tried to assault Talia. He was having my bag. Ever since the day I stopped him at the campus, he had always been hating me. Did he know that I was disguised as a boy? I reached out to grab my bag, but he grabbed my wrist faster. And before I could do anything, he dragged me to a corner.
I knew something was wrong about you. So this is what you truly are?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You think I can't recognize you when you pretend to be a girl? Are these even real stuff, or just two oranges in your chest?
It turned out he thought I was pretending to be a girl. Well, fortunately, he hadn't found out the truth. Unfortunately, he was trying to bully me.
There were a lot of people! I'm screaming!
Scream as much as you want, so that everyone knows what you are, Max.
Josh rushed over to expose me. At that moment, all I could do was cry and try to back off. Right then, a figure from nowhere came and pushed him. It was Caleb. He struggled with the bully and finally defeated him.
You should cut the crap, or I will do it for you.
Oh, Caleb? Is he protecting me? Suddenly, I feel blush on my cheeks, and my heart beats so fast. While I was still bewildering, Caleb held my hand and brought me out of there. After making sure that Josh was no longer chasing, I was able to relieve myself. Caleb looked at me confused.
What is this, Max?
Huh?
Max? You mean my twin brother?
What?
To keep myself from being exposed, I had to cover the truth with another lie. Well, it wasn't really a lie.
Wow!
Just like that, Caleb and I had pretty nice conversations. It turned out that we shared more things in common than I thought. Caleb loved basketball, and so did I. We talked about the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers, our favorite team. Totally footloose and fancy-free, which was different when I pretend to be Max.
when LeBron jumped up and did that slam dunk, everyone erupted in applause. Damn, that was a good one.
He looked silly, but also cute, right?
Wow, Jocelyn, you're gorgeous. I mean, you're cute.
I suddenly felt my heart pounding. Should I just go ahead and kiss him? My mom called. Oh no, I immediately ran away, leaving Caleb there bewildered. Max, chop chop, get your butt here and help me. Right after putting Max's clothes on, I came to help my mom bring the cookies to the counter. Gosh, if Max was here, I wouldn't be suffocating this much. Just wait till his concert is over and he will be done with me. Huh?
I trusted you, Max. You kissed Talia. You said you two aren't dating, and yet you kissed her.
What are you talking about? I didn't kiss her. I didn't even see her.
Just admit it. I saw everything, Max.
First of all, that punch was taking my jaws off. Secondly, I didn't kiss Talia. Period. I was doing errands for my mom all the time, remember? Caleb didn't believe me anyway. He left in anger. I had no choice but to chase after him. Because I was disguised as a boy, I had to drag Max somewhere secret to talk to him. Aren't you at the concert right now?
Oh, well...
It turned out that after the concert ended, Max got a message from Mom, so he quickly came back to Maryland. On the way here, he texted me, but perhaps I was having trouble with Josh by that time, so I didn't reply to him. After meeting Mom, he walked around to find me, but a girl suddenly came and kissed him without saying anything, which made him dumbfounded. Caleb must have witnessed that. What happened after that? Well, you already saw it. We looked at each other like idiots for a while. I know this has come so far, and I can't hide the truth anymore. So I decided to confess everything to Caleb. There he is! There's something I have to tell you.
Go away. I don't want to hear anything from you.
Hi, Max.
Listen, the man you saw kissing Talia wasn't me.
What? Are you serious, Max?
Yes, I'm serious. I'm not Max. I'm Jocelyn.
What?
What? My heart pounded like it was going to explode. I can't lie anymore. In front of Caleb and Talia's bewilderment, I took off my wig. Because I didn't want to go to the girls' summer camp, I pretended to be my twin brother to go to school. The one you saw kissing Talia was Max, not me.
What? That's impossible.
At that moment, Max showed up, causing Caleb and Talia in an even more shocking state. What on earth is going on? Why are there two identical persons?
I'm Max, Jocelyn's twin brother.
Damn right. Without the wig, no one can tell who is me and who is Max. Talia was so panic-stricken that she left. It must be hard for her to accept the truth that the guy she'd been having a crush on was indeed a girl. And Caleb? He was dumbfounded, even though the twins were standing face-to-face with him.
So you mean the guy I've been sharing a room with the whole time was... you?
It's true. But I didn't mean to lie to you. I...
Not only did you betray me, but you also lied to me, huh? I stood out for you to that rat Josh. I trusted you, you jerk.
I didn't mean to hurt you, Caleb.
We were friends. You could have told me since day one. You really disappointed me, Max. I mean, Jocelyn, or whatever your name is.
The sadness and disappointment in Caleb's eyes broke my heart. What if I told you since the day I moved in? Were things going to be different? The feeling of guilt and betrayal choked my throat. All I could do was hug Max and cry like a baby. After that fundraiser day, I went back to the summer camp. Max went back to school, and he has still become the most popular guy in school, even though he had no idea what was going on. Caleb had moved out of the dorm right then. After the summer camp, I met Talia to explain everything, and she finally forgave me. As for Caleb, I have plucked up my courage to ask him out, but still hasn't gotten any response. My dear audience, do you think Caleb will forgive me after all?
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.